Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling something huge. Scaling a business the right way.
Yeah, it's a big one. Lots of businesses trip up here.
We're using the final frontier, scaling with purpose and insight, as our map today. Trying to boil down what really matters for growth that, you know, lasts.
And growth that actually means something, not just bigger numbers.
Exactly. Because we've all seen it, right?
Yeah.
Resources get tight. The company culture feels different.
Quality slips. Maybe growth just hits a wall. It happens.
So this source argues the fix isn't just tactics. It's deeper. It's about being intentional and really understanding what you're doing.
That's the core message, yeah. Scaling isn't just expansion for its own sake. It needs that solid foundation.
And that foundation, interestingly, starts with purpose. Seems a bit soft.
Well, the book frames it as absolutely essential, not just a nice-to-have plaque on the wall.
Okay, so define purpose in this context.
It's the why. Why does your business exist beyond making money? What impact are you aiming for?
Like a North Star, the book calls it. Something to guide you.
Precisely that. It keeps you pointed in the right direction, making sure your decisions align with your core values, your long-term vision, especially when things get complicated during growth.
Okay, I can see how that helps internally, like attracting the right people.
Absolutely. People want to work for companies they believe in, but it's also external. Customers connect with purpose, too.
Right. It provides that framework for tough choices, helps you stay you, even as you get bigger.
And deliver value that's more than just the product or service. So for you listening, figuring out that why first, that's step one, non-negotiable.
Got it. So once you have that North Star, the next piece is scaling with insight.
Yeah, and this isn't about gut feelings or just following the herd.
It's about data, making smart choices based on what you actually know.
Exactly. Using data, market intelligence, understanding your own operations inside and out. It's about continuous analysis and learning.
So less guesswork, more strategy.
And being proactive. The source stresses that. Using insight to anticipate, not just react.
Okay, where is insight most critical? The book breaks it down.
It does. First up, market analysis. Really getting under the hood of trends, seeing opportunities, potential shifts.
Before they smack you in the face. Useful if you're, say, prepping for a big meeting or just trying to get a handle on your industry.
Definitely. Then, customer understanding. Not just demographics, but their real needs, their frustrations, how they're changing.
That's where you find those aha moments, right?
No.
Seeing it from their side.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And that leads directly to operational efficiency. Can your internal processes actually handle growth?
Or will they just break? Identifying those bottlenecks before they cause chaos.
Yes. Building systems that can scale smoothly, avoiding that feeling of being completely overwhelmed.
We've all felt that. What else?
Financial forecasting. This is more than just a budget. It's robust planning, understanding investment needs, managing risk properly.
Seeing how today's spending connects to tomorrow's growth makes sense.
And finally, performance measurement. Tracking the right things, the key metrics, and using that data to constantly get better.
Not just vanity metrics, but stuff that actually tells you if the scaling is working.
Exactly. And you see how they all connect. Market shifts affect customers, which impacts operations, which hits the finances.
That's a lot to juggle. It sounds complex. Challenging, even.
It definitely can be, which is why the source also mentions the value of, well, guidance.
Getting help, like an experienced partner.
Yeah, someone who's navigated this before can help you see the pitfalls and leverage those insights effectively.
The book mentions a name.
It uses Eidos Edge as an example, a partner that helps businesses clarify that purpose, unlock the necessary insights.
And build the right strategy. Things like market analysis, operational improvements, financial planning.
Even leadership development, all those pieces we just talked about.
Okay, so wrapping this up, this deep dive into the final frontier really highlights two core things.
Purpose and insight.
Right. You need that clear why, your purpose, your North Star, to guide the journey.
And you need sharp, data-driven insights to navigate the how at every single stage, making informed choices.
It's about understanding why you're growing and using knowledge to do it strategically.
Which leaves a really important question for you, the listener, to think about. What actually is your business's North Star?
And looking ahead, what specific data, what key insights could really unlock your next stage of growth?
That's something to really chew on.